Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katon Daf Chof Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Zayin, starting Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis in the last line of the Amud. We ended the previous Daf. We learned that if someone Chalila has two Mesim, so he does Kriya for the first Mace, and then when he hears about the second Mace, he adds to the Kriya. So now the Gemara goes on and says Mace Lo Mace Kriya. He has a Mace, he has to do Kriya. Mace Lo Mace Acher. He has another Mace. Marchik Shalosh Etzbos HaKriya. He has to move three fingers to do a new Kriya. So Rav Chaim explains, we're talking about that the first Kriya already reached his tabur, he reached his stomach. So he can't add to it anymore. He has to do a new Kriya, so he has to move three fingers to do a new Kriya. Continues the Gemara Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Sholmu Milfonov. He did Kriya in front of him. Matchi Macharov. So then he turns around the Beget, and he puts the back of the Beget in front of him. He starts doing Kriya over there. Kriya is always in front. Sholmu milamalo, matchi milamato. The Kriya always starts on the top of the beg close to his neck. So if he did Kriya on that from that end, he turns around the beg upside down and he puts and he does Kriya from the other side. Sholmu elu ve'elu, he did all of that. Pecheach means someone who has torn clothing, meaning he's considered to be someone who doesn't have any more clothing to do Kriya. So Chanina Papa is wearing a santire. Says the Gemara, Mao santire. What is that? Monim deloy chafitin, meaning he was wearing a clothing which is torn. We talk about on Shabbos that he was wearing a torn beged of kriya that he did for avelus on Shabbos. Omer le hadomi nolach. How do you know this? Meaning we learned earlier the chazar sakari, have to turn around the carrot to put it into the back, is chayva. So why are you not doing it? Omalei hachin aver of Simon Rabbi Ova. That's Rav Simon Rabbi, that's what he did. Rav Chaim adds, because we had a shita before, so as long as you're doing something to show that Shabbos is no avelus, for example, he's putting on shoes, so he doesn't have to completely take away the other simonim of avelus. Omalei spala lenu, he says, please daven for us. Omalei yisoik turasoch. Hashem will close your pirzo, your opening. The year of the Avelus, there's din against the Mishpacha. The first 7 days, as if there's a sword out, which is midas adin very strongly. Cherev shlufo means a drawn sword, ready to hit. At shloishim, you're a fefis. Then from shiva to shloishim, it's not drawn, the sword, but the sword is still out. After 12 months, he chuzes lataro. After 12 months, the sword goes back to its place. So meaning for 12 months, there is still midas adin. What is this similar to the concept that the whole mishpacha has midas adin? Lekipa shalavonim. We have a pile of stone. Once you take one stone out of the pile, nisaru kulam, everything falls around. So once someone gets the midas adin, someone died, all the entire mishpacha, the midas adin is on them. If there is a baby boy that was born that year, nisrapes kolos mishpacha, that's a refuah, takes away midas adin. How do we know that the kriya has to be standing? So he stood up and tore his clothing. That's the source. Rav Yochanan was nifter. He gave a ro to do shlilo the next day, meaning to sew back the kriya the next day, because Chacham Shemeis has to do kriya only one day. Kadomach Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef was nifter, hoy Rav Chiya bar Abba, lin oil boy bayoyim. He said to put in shoes that same day. That village has to be only portion of the day. Omer Rav Zehoiru of Eloi Pligin, meaning there's no difference between the shoes and the tearing. Mando Omer Yishlo Lemocher, Inu Lemocher. The one who says that he could sew the next day, says he could put the shoes the next day, but not that first day. Mando Omer Inu Lemocher, he could put the shoes that day, Yishlo Lemocher, so you could also sew it that day. Meaning, the question is, how long is the avail of Chacham Shemes? Is it a full day, only a portion of the day? Says the Gemara, Amru Loi Meis Reuven Vekaro. They told him, the Reuven died, he did Kriya. The Chakach Amru Loi Shimon Meis. He said, no, it's a mistake, it wasn't Reuven that died, it was Shimon that died. The din is, Arei Kvayotzoi De Kriyoi. Why? He did Kriya for a mace. He thought it was for one mace, but it worked for the other mace. Amru Loi Meis Reuven Vekaro. They told him, Reuven died, he did Kriya. The Chakach Amru Loi Kayam Oyo Vemeis. Then they say, oh, sorry, he didn't die yet. He was... maybe a case, he was on his deathbed, they thought he died, he didn't die yet, But now he died. Is tani tani yotze dikrio, is tani tani lo yotze dikrio. So machlek is, did he yotze dikrio or not? Mandoma yotze dikrio kva kora. Mandoma it says, is yotze dikrio, he says here what he did kriyo. He did kriyo before he died. Mandoma lo yotze dikrio shorei al chai kora. Yeah, when he did kriyo, it was a mistake because the person was still alive. Kriyo on chai is not kriyo. Void minado, in addition, we have a rayo, tani koro v'chozor bo neshama. Person was dead, and then he did kriyo. Then that person, he came back to life. Imalasar, if right away he died, ain't tzorich likroya. He doesn't do another kriya. Im la'achaz ma'atzor likroya. Meaning, if the person was nifter, his neshama came back and he died. If it was immediate after the kriya is yotze. If it's not immediate, he has to kriya again. So you see from here, kriya only works if it was immediate. Kamu alasar, what does it mean immediate? Kidei dibur. The time of dibur, kamu kedei dibur. What is that amount? Sim l'shem Yeshua b'Levi kedei she'ilas shalom b'nadam l'chaver. When a person says shalom to his friend, shalom alecha. Alav b'chano b'shem yichon kedei she'ilas shalom b'narav l'talmid. The she'ila that you have between a rebbe and a talmid, meaning the time it takes for a talmid to say shalom to his rebbe. Vayomer loy shalom alecha rebbe. Has three words. Shalom alecha rebbe. Shalom alecha my rebbe. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Avi Mistamel, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yehidi, Yochanan was leaning on Yaakov Bar Yehidi, and Rabbi Elozer, Chomilei, Umitamer, Mikamoy. Rabbi Elozer saw him, and he was hiding from him. This is a familiar Gemara, because we saw it in Maseches Brachos and in Maseches Shkolim. Says the Gemara, Omar, so Rabbi Yochanan, who was leaning on Yaakov Bar Yehidi, tells Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yehidi, Hatartin Mili Hadin Bavloya Ovidli. This Bavloya, Rabbi Elozer, is doing two bad things to me. Chadad de Loy Shol Bishlomi. First of all, he's not saying hello to me. Second thing, he's saying Shmuas, but he doesn't say that it's coming from me. Omalei, ken in nagin gabun zehiro. I mean, that's what the young people in Bavel do. L'sho b'shmei the rabba, they don't say hello to the rebbe. Dear Mekayim, in the Mekayim, Reuni ne'orim v'nichbo. The young people saw me and they hid themselves. V'yishishu kamo amdu. And the old people stand up. When they're going, they see a bismendish. Only Hachin of Ramir Yosef, here Ramir sat, the Dorash Rama Shmuel, so in Shmei Rabbi Shmuel. Ramir said, Shmuel is the name of Rabbi Shmuel. The Layoma Shmuel, so in Shmei Rabbi Kivo. He did not say Shmuel is the name of Rabbi Kivo. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Be'idi pointed out to Rabbi Yochanan. Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan tells him, Kolama Yadin der Ramir Talmidi Rabbi Kivo. Of course, Ramir is a Talmidi Rabbi Kivo. Whatever he says, it comes from his Rebbe. When he mentions something to somebody else, then he mentions his name. Omalei, so answered Rabbi Yaakov Be'idi, the Kolama Yadin der Abloza Talmidi Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody knows Abloza is a Talmid, your Talmid. So therefore, when he says Torah, there's no need for him to mention you. The same way Ramir did not mention Rabbi Kivo. In addition, Rabbi Yaakov Be'idi tells Rabbi Yochanan, Mami Aver Kameh Adurit Salmo. Should we go to a different way and not pass next to the Avodah Zarah? Hadurit Salmo was the name of Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? If I'm not going to go through this Avodah Zarah, you're giving him a covet. Over Kamoi v'asmi inoi. Adrab, go in front of him and blind him. Meaning, don't give him any covet. If you're passing by and you're taking a different way, not to go in front of him, in a sense, you're considering him to be mechubot. Omalei, so you see from you, that if you a person avoids going in front of somebody, that shows covet. So Yoisa Blozo Avalach the Loy Avar Kamoich. So Blozo did good not passing in front of you, because he wants to give you covet. So he was upset. Why is Blozo hiding from me, not coming in front of me? He doesn't want to say shalom. Like you said, the young people have covet not to say shalom, and he's not coming in front of you to give you covet. So Birchin said to Yaakov Be'idi, you know how to appease me and take away my anger against my Talmud. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis and says, Rabbi Yochanan buying the Yemun Shuasu Mishmei. Why was Rabbi Yochanan wanted so much as Talmud Rabbi Elazar will say Shmu in his name? Similar of David Bikishalei Racham. Even David asked for it. Oma Aguro Bar Alecho Oilomim. I want to be in your oil in your tent for the Oilomim, for the worlds. What does it mean? So because of your Bishra, Rabbi Yochanan Mechiala Salev David Shuchai Loilom. What is I'm going to live in your tent Loilomim? He understands Loilomim forever. What is he going to live in forever? I want my Torah to be mentioned in shuls about the Medrash forever, for the oil and void. Says Muhammad Hanyale, what's the Torahless that say words in his name? Someone says a shmur in the name of someone who was nifter. Sivza Sovir Choshas Bekever. His lips move in the kever. Matayma, what's the source? Doivev Sivse Yeshayim. Moving the lips of the ones that are sleeping, meaning the ones that are nifter. When you have a cluster of grapes together sitting, there's a juice coming out of it on its own. That's like the lips of the person moving, like the juice coming out of the grapes, and Torah is coming from his mouth even after his nifter. Rav Chinuno bar Papa of Siman Chad Omar, kehan deshadi konditoin. It's like this person drinking this drink, which is a combination of wine, honey, and pepper. The other one says, kehan deshadi chomer, I think like someone drinking old wine. Avagavdu shati le tamir fume. Even though he finished drinking, there's still taste coming out of his mouth. So when the Torah is being mentioned in the name of a nifter, his Torah is still in his mouth even after he died. Continues the one that says, Ve'ein dor she'ein bo litzonim. Every generation, there are leitzim, that they come and take important things and remove their importance. Omayu pritzi ador yoisim. And time of David HaMelech was also litzonim. What do they do? Hayu me'alchim etzal chalonius ha'shal David. They go in front of the windows of David HaMelech. Vo'imim, Ein mosai bone beis ha'migdush, Ein mosai beis ha'shem nelech. We want Beis HaMikdash to be built. Now, why, what are we meaning to say? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said the Beis HaMikdash will not be built in the life of David HaMelech. So really what they're saying, we're waiting for David to die, so we'll have Beis HaMikdash. They're taking the importance of Beis HaMikdash to really say something wrong to David HaMelech. Says David HaMelech, they're coming to make me angry, to say I should die. It should come to me, meaning Shani Samech believe. I'm happy with it. Samachti boy muli beis Hashem nelech. I'm happy with the people that say that let's go to beis Hamikdash. Let's build beis Hamikdash. Says the Gemara, but the pasuk says ve'ayu ki emelu yamechol leches yavisechok. Shmuel tells David HaMelech, when your days will be filled to go with your fathers, meaning when your day will come to die. Me, I'm going to give you full days. I'm not taking away or diminishing anything from your lifetime to make you die earlier so Beis HaMikdash could be built. What's the whole purpose of Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech, your son, will be building? In order to have korbanos, to have a void over there. Choviv olai mishpat utzdok she'at oise. The mishpat and tzedakah that you do is more chaviv to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yoyser min hakorbanos, more than the korbanos. Matayma, what's the source? Aseh tzedakah u'mishpat nifchar la'Hashem mizevach. The aseh tzedakah u'mishpat that David HaMelech did is greater to Hashem from zevach, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your life will be full until the end, and Beis HaMikdash will be postponed until after your lifetime. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Moed Katan, Daf Chov Beis.